Well, the New South Wales government has rejected scientific advice to cull brumbies in the Kosciuszko National Park. And that's despite the fact there's at least 6,000 brumbies causing damage to the park. Ian Dunn, president of the Friends of Kerang in the Snowy, are the brumbies a problem?
Well, in our particular region, they're an awful problem. In 2015, Labor Day weekend, that's the second weekend in March, we saw numbers 150 to 200 in the valley of what's known as Currango Creek.
Yep.
And when we went up to the swamp, which Currango Creek rises out of, we found that the swamp was gone, had been completely trodden down. Instead of the creek being, say, 2 metres wide, it's now 15 metres wide and 6 inches deep because they've just trodden down the banks.
Yeah, because you told my producer about your experience of trying to find a place to rest by a creek recently. Tell us what happened.
I'm a fly fisherman, and I was wanting to fish Lake Tantangra on a perfect Saturday evening. And for some reason, there were no fish moving. I got sick of it after a while. I realised it was just the most perfect evening. The sun was setting. So I just decided to sit on the bank. I wanted to sit close to the water in case fish started to move. And to watch the sunset. And I was about to sit down when I realised I'd be sitting on a pile of horse manure, or a layer of horse manure.
Yep.
And I walked 100 metres to my left, and then I walked 100 metres to my right. And at no time could I have sat on anything but a layer of horse manure.
So just what damage are these brumbies doing, mate?
Well, it's in our area, it's confined to the wetlands. You see, this was March. Now, March is an awkward time. There hasn't been any rain at this stage. Green grass is gone, and they come looking for water and whatever green shoots they can get, and they'll only get that in the wetlands.
Yep.
It's the wetlands in the Kosciuszko National Park which are most under threat.
So is it fair to say that the Kosciuszko environment simply wasn't meant for brumbies?
Absolutely. Of course it wasn't. They were never there 200 years ago. There were kangaroos there. There were wombats.
Yeah.
The area that I fished in Currango Creek had stacks of platypus. I haven't seen a platypus in Currango Creek the last 10 years. It's been changed completely by what is an alien species. Now, I love horses. I can remember 25 years ago finding a few horses just near Currango, driving straight back to the house and grabbing my kids and my wife and taking them down to have a look at them. But that was at a time when we might see 4 or 5 horses, and if they saw us, they would bolt.
It was a rarity to see them then, wasn't it?
It was a rarity.
Yeah. Now, they talk now about there being 6,000 brumbies. How accurate is that?
Well, that was the estimate in 2014, which was derived from helicopter observation. Now, if it was correct in 2014, there's been a good study in Victoria between 2008 and 2011, which showed that the brumbies in the Victorian Alps increased by 25%.
25% a year?
A year.
I'm talking with Ian Dunn, president of the Friends of Kerang in the Snowy. Ian, in your view, is a cull necessary?
I'm afraid it is. We support any attempts to find owners or new owners for any of these horses. But the evidence shows that only about 15% of these horses can be rehomed, or that a home can be found for them. Who's going to take an 8-year-old stallion that's been roaming around the snowy
mountains? So, mate, would you like to see the brumbies totally eradicated? Because, after all, they are an introduced species.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a pity that they're there, but I accept the fact that they are there. And as I've said before, when we first saw them in the 70s and 80s, we used to marvel at them. The technical reference group, which provided the report, which the government has effectively rejected, and all the members of the technical reference group have resigned, they recommended that 90% of the horses be taken out.
Yep.
And I think that's a sensible recommendation. If you got them down to perhaps, say, 1,000 dotted throughout the Kosciuszko National Park, that would be manageable.
Ian, have you got any idea why the government rejected this advice?
Well, I do. I've got to be a little cautious. Well, there are some lovers of horses who have a big influence and have some commercial interest in horses who at the present moment seem to have most influence over your government.
Well, let's see what comes out of this. Thanks very much, mate. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.